All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 148. Learning today is sponsored by Brenda Hanna, in memory of her brother, Shmuel Tzvi Ben Nassim, by Sharon Kapitnikov and Joseph Greenbaum family, in memory of Sharon's mother, Libby Basi Sov Esther Devorah, and by Sandra Larry, in memory of her mother, Gittel Basev Wolf, Tehinish Muslim Turb Terechaim. Okay, today it's a little bit of a more complicated and nuanced Mythbusters than usual. I understand people probably aren't listening to this with a pen and paper and taking notes, but probably, you know, in the car or something. So I try not to be too technical in general, but the nature of this question is a technical one, an interesting one, but a technical one. So we'll see how it goes. All right. So the question is, was asked me recently, what is the latest time that someone can count Sfiras HaOmer? What, let's say, for example, today's 26, that you miss last night, you forgot to count last night, so you should count during the day. Let's say you miss during the day and you don't remember until after Shkia. Okay, before it says, but after Shkia during the time period of Bein Hashmashos. So can one still count the Omer then? And in doing so, continue to count with a bracha going forward. So there's a very strong argument that you can make, yes, that you could say that, yes, that is okay. And if you even count during Bein Hashmashos, you're allowed to continue counting with a bracha going forward. This is cited by Rabbi Chaim Jachter in the Kol Torah, quoting the base Shlomo. And he says it's on the basis of a svek sveka. Basically, it's a double suffik, and therefore we can be lenient. Suffik number one is, even if you miss a day entirely, there are many Rishonim who would say that you're allowed to continue counting with a bracha. Only the opinion of the Bahag would say that if you miss a day in its entirety, that you're out. In deference to the Bahag, we would stop counting with the bracha if we know definitively we miss a day. But suffix number one is that many Rishonim would say that you can continue counting even with a bracha. Suffix number two is, even if you hold like the Bahag, that if you miss a day, you're out. If you still count during Bein Hashmashos, who says you miss a day? You know, the Gemara says that Bein Hashmashos is a suffix time period. The Gemara in Shabbos Amud Aleph says that Bein Hashmashos itself is Safi Yom Safi Laila. It's possible that even the Bahag would say counting during Bein Hashmashos is good enough because that still counts as the day. Okay, so that's the basic approach, and I could end the topic here. And that is, since it's known as a Svek Sveka, a double suffix, if someone counts during Bein Hashmashos, that would be good enough, and therefore they could continue counting with a bracha. The one caveat I just want to add in is that it's important to know that Bein Hashmashos itself, you know, when it starts, when it ends, that is also a machlokes, right? So again, we all agree that Bein Hashmashos is this suffix time period, that if a person gets their count in the Bein Hashmashos suffix time period, you know, there will be enough to rely on to continue counting with a bracha. But when is Bein Hashmashos? Namely, when does Bein Hashmashos end? So this is in and of itself a machlokes. Rabbi Tam has one opinion, that's a later opinion. We follow the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that Bein Hashmashos starts at Shkia and it lasts for the amount of time that's 3/4 of a mil, based on the Gemara and Shabbos. How long is 3/4 of a mil? Most calculate that to be 13 and a half minutes. So what that means is, from the beginning of sunset, Shkia, which today, tomorrow is like 8:02, 8:03, for the next 13 and a half minutes, if you get it in that time period when it's definitely Bein Hashmashos, according to the Vilna Gaon, then you would be able to continue counting with a bracha. If you miss that time period, now some start already saying that it's Tzeisak Ochavim. I know we really assume Tzeisak Ochavim is like 45 minutes after Shkia. That's why we don't end Shabbos 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. We wait 45 minutes. Many people did their contemporary postgame, did their own tests. Some came out to 25 minutes or 30 minutes. It could depend on which area in the world you're in. It could depend on the artificial lights that are in your area or the pollution. Like, things can distort our vision of, are there 3 stars out? Are there actual 3 stars, medium-sized stars? So we tend to be machmir, but in essence, the Vilna Gaon says, Tzeisak Ochavim, Bein Hashmashos ends 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Rav Moshe Feinstein, based on the Vilna Gaon, has his own calculation, and he actually says that it's 9 minutes after Shkia. It is for this reason that Rav Moshe Netshuva says that a woman who is trying to do a Hefsek Tara before she can begin her 7 clean days, or Shiva Nikiyam, for Nida's purposes, so if she misses Shkia out of her control, it was Ones, and she missed Shkia, she can still do a Hefsek Tara within 9 minutes following Shkia, and it would still count as if she did it during the day. Similarly, they quote in the Radiance of Shabbos, and others quote Rav Moshe saying, if a person failed to eat Shalosh Shudas by Shkia, they have 9 minutes to eat Shalosh Shudas. What's this 9 minute, you know, magical gift we're given? The point is that that's Bein HaShmashos. After that point, maybe it's already Laila, but those first 9 minutes, it's a suffix if it's Yom, if it's Laila, and we can rely on that. So accordingly, you know, we would say the same thing here, that a person who fails to count during the day and wants to count during Bein HaShmashos to keep their count alive, seemingly it should be okay based on the Svek Sveika, as long as you're definitely doing it during Bein HaShmashos, which would be 9 minutes for Rav Moshe or 13 and a half minutes for the conventional understanding of the Vilna Gaon. The person who asked me, you know, failed to count until about 23 minutes after Shkia. So that already... some would say it's already Laila, so I said if that's the case, then better to continue counting without a bracha, because like I said, it's possible that you even miss that time period of Bein HaShmashos, but if it's definitely within Bein HaShmashos, seemingly one would be able to continue counting with a bracha.